Willow understood with that one admonition. The woman and her brother thought the struggle with the Shadow Masters would preoccupy the priests and cults. While they were distracted, they would gather all the reins of the state. He did not begrudge them. He had little use for priests. He thought maybe Blade was onto something. Here, sure, they ought all to be drowned so Taglios could be put out of its misery. Each dozen or so paces, he turned, looked back. The street was always empty behind him, yet he was sure something was watching. "Creepy," he muttered, and wondered how he'd gotten himself into this mess. Chapter 24 Taglios, A Princely Pressure. That Prabhrindra Dra might have been one of the good guys, but he was as slick as any villain. 2 days after our visit, I couldn't go out without being hailed guardian, protector, and deliverer. "What the hell is going on?" I asked One Eye. "Trying to lock you in," he glared at Frog Face. The imp had not been much good since that night. He couldn't get near anybody, except Swan and his buddies, in a dive they owned, and they didn't talk business there. "You sure you want to go to this library?" "I'm sure." Somehow the Taglians had gotten the idea I was a big healer, as well as some kind of messianic general. What the hell is wrong with them? I can see the prince trying to sell them the load of sheep shit, but why are they buying it? They want to. Mothers thrust their babies at me to be touched and blessed. Young men clashed anything metal and roared songs with a martial beat. Maidens threw flowers on my path, and sometimes themselves. "That's nice, Croaker," One Eye said, as I disentangled myself from a daydream about 16 years old. "You don't want her? Toss her my way." "Take it easy. Before you give in to your baser instincts, think about what's going on." He was reserved to an extreme that baffled me. I think he saw it all as illusion, or at least as a honey trap. One Eye is silly, but he isn't stupid. Sometimes. One Eye chuckled. "Surrender to temptation. Lady can't look over your shoulder all the time." "I might. I just might. It is my duty not to disappoint these people when they're trying so hard to hustle us, isn't it?" "There you go." But he did not sound like he believed himself. He was uncomfortable with his good fortune. We went into the library. I found nothing. So much nothing, I got even more suspicious than I was. Frogface wasn't much use, but he could eavesdrop. The conversations he reported contributed to my concern. It was a good time for the men. Even the supreme discipline of the Gnar was not proof against some temptations. Mogaba did not hold them on too tight a leash. As Goblin howled one morning, "Heaven's on fire, Croaker!" Always there was this feeling of something happening just out of the corner of my eye. The geopolitical situation was clear. It was just as Swan had described, meaning that to reach Katovar we would have to slice through 700 miles of country ruled by the Shadow Masters, if Shadow Masters there were. I had some slight doubts. Everyone I talked to, through Frogface, believed they existed, but nobody provided any concrete evidence. "Nobody has ever seen the gods either."